It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome back to the Gutsy Podcast. Earlier this week, I talked to Avital Beck all about being a mompreneur. And I told you at the end of that episode, we would carry it forward to this week's power back about reliving your why. Look, you and I both know that as being a mom, you put that first, which rightfully so. But sometimes you tend to get a little lost in yourself along the way. I think that Avital is a prime example that you don't have to choose. You don't have to choose your kids or your work. You don't have to choose the house or your kids. You don't have to divide yourself into these micro pieces and say, oh, I'll get back to being who I am later down the road. You really get to choose and decide on that today. But before we get too far into taking your power back, I want to introduce you to the new masterclass series that I'm hosting. Look, I have launched a lot of things in my day. I've done a lot of things that have flopped. I've done a handful of things that have done really freaking well. And you just, when you know, you know. And so my heart and my soul has been called to teach and guide you. I mean, I do it here on the Gutsy Podcast with you, but I want to take it a step further. I want to be in front of you. I want to be live with you. I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your comments. And so my new masterclass series is live, is launched. It's at lauraora.com. You can click on the link on the homepage and it'll take you directly there. So in a nutshell, once a month for 90 minutes, we're going to get together live, virtually, and talk about a very specific subject. The very first class is up and is live. It's launching in August. If you're catching this power back after that, good news, this class is on demand as well. So we're talking all about the three spaces of intuition. Did you know that there are three? You were probably familiar with the gut, but you have two more as well. And so for this episode, I'm bringing in an expert, psychic medium, and certified crystal healer, Sarah Martucci. Look, first, fire. This woman is fire. If you're ready to infuse yourself with some energy and really understand the different places that you hear and feel intuition in your body, and you want to know how to use those to make better business decisions, this 90-minute class is going to rock your fucking socks. I cannot express enough how much fire and energy will be brought. You're going to walk away feeling so much more in tune to yourself, and you're going to be able to listen. Those little voices are going to get louder, and you're going to be able to use those to make better business decisions. If you want to learn more about the class or are ready to sign up, you're like, Laura, this is all me, take my money, head over to lauraora.com. Again, it'll pop up directly on the homepage, and I will see you in class in August. Back to taking your power back as a mompreneur. Look, I know how diluted you can get, how thin you are pulled, how many different directions you're pulled in, how many decisions you're like, oh, I'll get back to me later. There's always this conversation about work-life balance, and I call bullshit on it, to be quite frank with you, because it's not about balance, it's about presence. What that means is when you're with your kiddos, just be with your kiddos. You don't have to try and work alongside that. When you're at work, be fully present there. If you're out on a date with your significant other, be completely present there as well, which means put the phone away. We don't need to talk about the kids for the next 2 hours. I personally think the concept of balance sets people up for failure. It's rarely achievable to have equal balance in all aspects of your life at all times. I mean, it's just really fucking unrealistic. So if you're feeling a little drained, if you're feeling uninspired, if you're feeling unmotivated, if you're just feeling kind of like a blah version of yourself, this week, I want you to really take a few minutes and look at where your power leak is within your own soul. You might be thinking, okay, Laura, that's really fucking deep. That sounds great, but how in the hell do you want me to do that? Okay, here's a couple of things that you can do. First, evaluate what makes you really happy. What's happening in your life that makes you smile, that brings you joy, that is like, yeah, this feels really good. Are you doing enough of those things? Are you building in enough time? On the flip side, what makes you unhappy? What are things that you're doing consistently that is just completely draining your energy? Where do you need to ask for help? Where are you taking on a burden that doesn't necessarily belong to you? Where are you trying to be Superwoman and say, oh, I can do all these things and I'll do it on my own because I can do it better? Okay, what if I told you that done is better than perfect? What if you flipped the script in your mind and said, you know what, this doesn't have to be done a certain way? If I let someone or guide someone to help me, if I teach someone how to help me with the laundry, how to fold the towels, if the towels aren't put away exactly the way that you were doing them, are you going to let that be the thing that stops you from living in your joy? Or is this an opportunity for you to take your power back and look in that closet and acknowledge, ugh, that's crooked, that's not how I want to put them away, it's not the way that I would do it, but then pause and say, but how grateful am I that I didn't have to do that? How grateful am I that I have people around me that are willing to jump in and say, how can I help you? Do you want to spend all of your days worrying about fucking crooked towels? Or do you want to use some of that energy to put into your actual calling? The thing that your soul is asking you to do, the idea that you wanted to do, the business that you want to launch, the product that you want to have more time to put more love and effort and strategy into. When you really start to break things down on a granular level to look at how big you're making things and how much of that joy is being stripped away because of it, my hope for you today is that you start to realize how much of the power really is in your hands. You are a magnificent human being, and you can run a business and be a mom and be a spouse and be a friend, and it doesn't have to be in equal quadrants. It doesn't have to be in a perfectly sliced pie. And remember, so much of taking your power back lies in just simply asking for help. Reminder, if you want to learn more about your three spaces of intuition and know how to make better business decisions faster and with more confidence, then head over to lauraora.com and sign up for the August masterclass. Again, if you're catching it post the class, it's on demand, ready for you to watch and learn right now. In the meantime, get social with me on all platforms using @ThatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.